Welcome back to Stories by the Fireside and part two of The Reluctant Feline Owner. I'm Dorothy Blanford, and this is my letter to Katie, my three-legged companion, written October 14, 2019. It is posted along with 5 photos at Until We Meet Again and can be viewed at www.untilwemeetagain.ca/memorial/Katie. And Katie is spelled C-A-D-I. Dear Katie, you were named Carmel by the SPCA upon your arrival, somewhat bedraggled, about to have kittens, and been placed with a caring volunteer so as to have your kittens in comfort before being adopted. Accepting an opportunity to look after you for a weekend, I phoned to arrange your return and burst into tears. Then heard the laughing response, "I know what's wrong with you. You're in love." And I was. So in June 2008, we started our adventures together, and I renamed you Katie for its Irish meaning of simple happiness, promising you a safe, caring, and quality life. During our 11 years together, you were the boss of me, and I accepted that role, although I don't believe I really had a choice, as you could be persistent. Then a week ago, with the quality of your life diminished, on September 30, 2019, my greatest act of love was to release you to go on your next great adventure. You had 3 legs, which didn't hinder you from moving at great speed when you chose. You had your funny ways, like sleeping with your paw over your eyes, staring at me with those golden eyes, especially when you wanted food or treats. We did have a tussle when you wanted to go out on the balcony, and I insisted on putting on your diamond-studded leash. You protested. I won eventually, or not. And out we went, or not. How you like to plop down on whatever I was reading or on my desk, and often right in front of the computer screen, knowing how to get my attention. The visits to your veterinarian were not so much fun, as you protested loudly the entire journey until transferred into his care when you became a paragon of angelhood. I miss calling to you, Katie, when I return home, and especially miss our nightly brush and story times when I would read to you as practice for my future podcasts, I'd tell you, which you tolerated until you'd had enough, and then you were off. You were so calm when I brushed and talked to you for the last time before peacefully going to sleep with so deserving dignity. Thank you, my treasured girl, for the memories and the lessons I can learn from you, of knowing when to be active, to pause, have balance, to sleep, and be in the moment, as when you watch the birds in the tree outside your window. You will be remembered in so many ways, of sitting with someone needing comfort, your own chapter in a book of short stories, mention in various newsletters, captured by an artist friend that hangs on my wall, and now with this in memoriam. You will live in my heart forever, my beautiful girl. Until we meet again, blessed be, Dorothy. While not part of my letter, I have absolutely no regrets about adopting Katie. I would often joke that between the two of us, we had four good legs, but she was a lot faster. She had her, three and a half legs, and I have a leg a bit compromised by early polio. So I know that grief due to loss can be very painful and very challenging. But hopefully it's balanced with happy memories. Scottish poet Thomas Campbell, who lived from 1777 until 1844, wrote some comforting, very comforting words. He said, "To live in hearts we leave behind is not to die." So if you have experienced loss, do consider reaching out for support to another or to your local hospice society. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dorothy. Until next time, bye for now.